Welcome to Motherhood, New Mother Trucker. Buckle up. Okay, hi Mom.
Hi Karin.
You're gonna laugh, I know. Okay, so for this season, I've been getting my co-host, so you, to kind of do like a quick description of themselves. If you have anything you want to say about yourself, go ahead.
What do I have to say about myself? Okay, I've been married for almost 32 years. I have two daughters. One is you and a grandson and another on the way. Mm-hmm. And we're very excited.
Yeah, I'm just over 20 weeks now, which is exciting. And we just found out we're having a girl.
I knew it all along.
Actually, I just remember it in the measurement ultrasound or whatever, which is that like halfway through, the first thing she said, she was like, well, the heartbeat is at 136. I remember with my first one, he was like 156. And I don't know why I instantly thought, like, it's a girl this time. But yeah, I really didn't know what gender it would be. This pregnancy, I don't know. I kind of knew with the first one he would be a boy, but this one, I don't know.
Well, with you, I remember I ended up with high blood pressure, and so I had to go into the hospital. I went in on a Tuesday to have you, and I didn't have you till Friday. But when they were checking your heartbeat, they told me, oh, you're having a boy. Did you know that? And I says, no. And I was pretty upset when they told me, because mm-hmm. I thought, here I am about to give birth. I waited all this time.
And then they told you.
And they told me, but I ended up with a girl.
Do you remember like how fast the heartbeat was?
I can't remember that.
Yeah. Huh. A boy.
Is it supposed to be fast?
Or? I don't remember, to be honest, but... Did they have an ultrasound beforehand? Is that what happened when they told you that you were having... So how did they know you were having a boy?
Just from the ultrasound and when they checked the heartbeat.
Oh, there wasn't... Okay. Huh. I feel like with an ultrasound, especially with a boy...
No, sorry, they didn't do an ultrasound.
That's okay. It was almost 30 years ago. I wouldn't expect you to remember every detail.
No, they didn't do an ultrasound. They just checked with the Doppler.
Oh, they based it off of the heartbeat?
Yes, they had all sorts of machines hooked up to me, yeah.
And I guess another big difference from when you had me and Kelsey versus me having my baby, we didn't have a nursery. I don't know, did Kelsey go into a nursery after she was born, or?
I didn't have a nursery.
No, in the fact where... Babies taken to a separate room. So I know I was, because I was born with jaundice.
You were taken to a separate room.
Yeah, so like a nursery.
Nope.
Oh.
Because the Apgar score was very low on you. And they said if anything was wrong, they'd take you away and your blood... the blood count or something was very low on you too. They took you away right away. Like I got to see you for a split second and they said to Dad, come with me, and you were gone. Like I don't think I saw you again for 2 hours after you were gone. And then they took you to the neonatal. You stayed 5 days in a neonatal.
But then with Kelsey, mm-hmm. she was born in a different city.
Yes.
She stayed with you in the room, or was she in a different room? Okay.
Kelsey,
because it was my understanding, maybe I can like talk to other ladies who maybe are similar in age or maybe a little bit older. At that time that they had their babies, they had nursery rooms. So they give birth and it doesn't matter what week you were.
That was way before
40,
me. That was way before my time.
Okay, I wouldn't say way before your time. I talked to him, and that's like kind of close to your age.
Who is this?
Your hairdresser. She said she had a nursery. So, like, she went full term, 40 weeks, gave birth, baby was in a different room. She's like, it was really nice. I don't know.
No, all I remember is, like, with Kelsey. And because I had her in the room with me all the time, if I needed to shower, they said I could take her to the nurse's station to leave her there for a few minutes while I showered, and that was it.
Where was Dad? Working?
Probably.
He wasn't there for Kelsey's birth?
He was there for the birth, but I was there for a couple of days in the hospital.
Yeah. Oh. It's different.
Mm-hmm. It's everything is different now, Carly.
Well, I guess you're on social media now. Do you find that there's what differences have you found from when you had babies to your babies having babies now?
I think the touch. That touch thing, like, you know, where...
What are you talking about, your touch thing?
Skin to skin contact.
Okay. Yeah, that's different.
We didn't have that.
Ooh, I know one thing you talked about was the car seat. Because you guys are always saying, that's so tight, but that's the way we're supposed to do it
now.
Yeah,
the car seat, because you guys used to wear it. We had jackets on you guys.
Yeah.
Big puffy jackets. And what other stuff?
Like, ooh.
The
okay,
dad
so
staying in the room with you all night long. Dad did not.
Did Dad choose not to, or he wasn't allowed to?
Or
men's role wasn't?
I don't remember, because... Okay. As I said before, I went, my blood pressure was high.
Mm-hmm.
So the gynecologist that I was seeing,
mm-hmm.
the specialist, to meet him there, it was a Tuesday, I remember.
Is this with me?
Yes, with you. I think it was 8 o'clock at night on a Tuesday. And they tried to put me on the drip and nothing happened.
To induce you?
To induce me, yes, because of my high blood pressure. And then I remember after being in the hospital, my blood pressure went to normal. And the nurses were all questioning me, like, why are you here? You shouldn't be here. Your blood pressure is normal. This is what the doctor suggested. I'm first time baby, I'm doing what the doctor tells me to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess they tried again on the Friday, and I guess the drip finally worked. And
don't ask me, I have pregnancy brain and I don't remember some stuff. I can't even remember what we were just talking about. Okay.
Oh, so Dad had been coming.
Yeah.
So Dad had been coming every day, like on the Wednesday, and then nothing happened. And he took all his time off from work. Nothing happened on Wednesday. Nothing happened on Thursday.
But, okay, but he didn't stay overnight with you when I was born?
No. Oh, no. Oh, no. I was by myself.
Was that, like, normal for men?
I think so.
At that time?
I think so, yes.
To just go home?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
that's
nothing
different.
Happened on Wednesday, nothing happened on Thursday. So when he left me for the evening on Thursday, he says, oh, well, he says, I'm not coming first thing in the morning. I'll come in the afternoon. I got stuff to do. And I tell you, by the time he finally came, I was in labor. It's like, where have you been?
I've been holding it in.
Yeah. We didn't have cell phones back then.
Yeah.
For me to call him to say, I think you should get here now.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Hmm.
So that's another big thing. They don't stay with you.
At that time, were they, maybe the nurses or the doctors, were they persuading you to, like, do breastfeeding more or to formula feed more? Or were they, like, it didn't really matter?
I think I knew I was gonna nurse.
Did you have issues breastfeeding?
No.
No?
No. But the problem with you was because you were neonatal for 5 days. And you know what? Kind of to this day, we really don't know why you were there. They had just told you you had a loss of blood and they didn't know where this blood went to. They were supposed to check the umbilical cord. And we never got an answer. So being in the neonatal, I remember every 2 hours I'd have to come down to the neonatal, and that's where all the sick babies were. It was a really scary experience for a first-time mom, seeing all those really sick babies. And I remember one day I was holding you, probably nursing you, and all the alarms started sounding off. It wasn't to do with you. There was another baby, and all the doctors and nurses were rushing. I remember holding you that much more closer to me. But yeah, what a scary thing.
Yeah, that's very scary for a new mom to go through.
Well, I guess any
mom.
Yeah. So you, like I said, 5 days in the neonatal unit. And I remember they had an IV hooked up to a vein on your head. And I remember looking at this thing one day, and there was like a bubble forming, and it was getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And finally I grabbed the nurse over and I says, what's happening here? Like, this bubble's getting bigger. And I remember the vein, I guess, was clogged or something. So they took the IV out right away, and it went down, but that was scary in itself. So then after 5 days, you finally came into my room. I think I was in a total of 8 days in the hospital.
Wow. How long were you in the hospital for, Kelsey?
Just a couple of days. Not very long. Huh. Not like today. Some people are out within 24 hours.
That was my best friend. Yeah, she was out in like 23 hours while I stayed 3 nights and 4 days. Were there a lot of women back then getting C-sections? Or did you know any of family or friends or whatever who had a C-section back then?
No, not really. I know the night I had you, they were giving me an epidural. And the epidural, I think there was a lot of babies born that night that you were born, because they didn't have very much of the epidural medication to give. I think there was a vial broken. And I remember when
You got like a half dose or something? Or what?
I remember when she was trying to put the epidural into my back, because I was having contractions, and you're not supposed to do that when that's happening. I don't know how many times they poked me or tried to put it in my back. So I think the lady who put it in my back, I think she went to school with Dad, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Weird.
You'll have to ask him about that.
Okay, I know another thing that's different. The way we put our baby into the crib. So now it's like, they say back is best.
Yeah, and before it used to be on the side, and we used to bundle up a towel or roll it, a towel or something to put behind you to keep you on your side.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of things have changed. And it makes me wonder, like, when my kids are older, what will change for them if they decide to have kids.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I'm just thinking, too, the way the food you give. I remember just thinking about, too, the way we fed you and the way you feed your son. I always remember they always used to say, don't give them human food or people food.
Or like adult food.
Adult food.
No people food for the babies.
Until they were 2 years old. So yeah, a lot of the stuff... changed. that you got was all like mushy stuff or out of a can or a jar or a glass jar that we warm up.
Yep.
Nowadays, you guys make your own food.
Yep. Like our own purees or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the size of the food, you guys give chunky food to them. We'd never think of everything was like pureed or mashed or so they wouldn't choke or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, frick, you just saw him running around with like half a banana in his mouth.
Yeah. But at the time, that's what we were told and that's what we did. Just like they're telling you to do, this is what you do now.
Yeah, and it's just with like, it happens with new research and literally new research that comes out and like people keep up with the times and new science or research or whatever. And
yeah, it's not necessarily it was wrong, but
no,
at the time,
it was at the time
it
was
worked,
right.
And this is what is working now.
Yeah. Yeah, so it makes me think like what's going to be different 30 years from now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And you'll be looking at your son going, what? We didn't do that. This is what we did.
No, but I don't want to be like that.
And your son's going to look at you and go, Mom, you're wrong. This is the way it's going to be done.
It's not the fact that it's wrong. It's different now.
It's different.
It's different now. Yeah. And
things change.
Things change and, yeah, things change. I was actually thought you would be... the nicest way possible. I thought you would be like, this is how it's said, this is how you do this, this is how you do that, but you were actually really good when my son was born.
I think I'm adapting. I'm changing really well.
You're adapting with the times.
Yep. I'm doing my best. Yep.
Oh, did you ever get unsolicited advice when you were a new mom? Do you remember?
Everybody does that. Everybody gives their, this is what worked for me. You know, you're just trying to help somebody else out.
Yeah.
You don't mean to hurt anybody's feelings.
No,
you just say, oh, try
this.
Just like when your son was little and his stomach kind of used to hurt. Remember how dad always used to turn him on his stomach and dad used to have his hand under his stomach. He used to like that pressure and you used to like that too.
Mm-hmm.
So just... little things like that.
Yeah.
This worked for you.
Okay, so I'll come at it in a different sense. So now with social media, there's a lot of presence on there on how to do things, in quotation marks, properly.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when it comes to parenting and whether it's an opinion that what you're doing is good, what you're doing is bad, do like this, don't say that. So social media has a very big presence on new moms today. And I think there's a lot of guilt that comes with that. And I know you've probably experienced a lot of mom guilt too.
Yeah,
but did you guys have that sense of judgment from your peers? Does that make sense? Because it feels like nowadays, especially with social media, there's always, I don't know.
I don't remember ever
does that make
anybody
sense?
Really ever saying,
don't do it like that. You're bad. Why
yes.
you do it like that? Or
yeah,
like,
I don't remember
no.
that. And I mean, like I said, we didn't have a computer back then to be looking up like you guys have at your fingertips now. You guys can look up, why is my baby coughing? Or how high mm-hmm. is the temperature? Or before, you know, we have to get worried. Or how do I cut the fruit for the baby?
Mm-hmm.
Or how, you know, it was all... by experience or judging or other people telling us this is what I did or through
mm-hmm.
books.
Mm-hmm. there's like nowadays there's lots of obviously people are allowed to share their own opinions, but there are many ways to parent, right? There's a lot of different parenting styles.
Yes.
So I feel like, I don't know, people will portray that this is the best way to parent, and it comes with judgment and it comes with guilt. And then if you say, oh, I co-slept with my baby, people will say, why the hell did you do that? You know that's dangerous. You could have killed your kid.
Yeah.
Or like, oh, I decided to formula feed my baby. Like, didn't you know breast is best? Why would you do that?
Yeah.
And like,
It would always,
you know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of, like,
yeah, like opinions, going back to breastfeeding or bottle, they always used to say breast milk is best, even way back then.
Yeah.
Right. And even don't put the baby in bed with you, because you could,
they still said that back then.
Oh yeah. Because you could roll over on the baby. You could be tired.
Yeah.
Thinking, okay, the baby's here. It's easier to nurse the baby in the bed, or so I'm not up so many times.
Yeah.
But you could easily just fall asleep with the baby in your arms by accident, and something could happen. So
they did say that stuff back then too. Okay.
Yeah.
But now moms are finding ways that works best for them and their family, right? And it might be against the norm.
Yes.
And then there's a lot of backlash.
Yes. Things are different. I was a stay-at-home mom for many years.
Yeah.
For like 20 years, but that's because your dad always traveled. So
yeah.
I really didn't have a choice. I didn't have family around to help me out.
Reflecting on you being a stay-at-home mom and seeing women my age now having kids, I think a lot of people would either A, want to be a stay-at-home mom, or B, focus, go back to work and focus back on their career. But now with just the way prices are, inflation is, how expensive mortgage is, it's unfortunate because now option A, you wanted to be a stay-at-home mom, but now you can't because you can't afford it, which is really unfortunate.
Yes.
Yeah, so I don't know. Like, did you ever want to go back to work when we were little, or did you?
Not really, because your dad traveled.
Yeah.
Your dad traveled, so what was I going to do for daycare, or who was I going to trust to watch the kids?
Yeah.
And so it wasn't really an option.
Mm-hmm. But now, too, like, even if moms choose to go back to work, people are like, why are you going back to work? The kids are so young, you're missing out on a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Or you're choosing to stay home. Why are you doing that? Why are you throwing away? It's like, you can't win.
Yeah.
And that's what today's like new social media presence is. It's just,
it's what everybody decides to do. We were lucky back then that your dad had a good paying job.
Yeah.
That I could stay at home and raise you kids.
Yeah.
And it's just, we sacrificed one income. It was still hard. It was still very hard. But we made ends meet, and we were able to even save.
And Kelsey and I did so much stuff growing up.
Yeah.
Activity-wise.
Yeah. You had your soccer. Kelsey had her dance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Families nowadays can't do it. Well,
no.
Depends.
We missed out on some family trips. But when we went to watch you in another town or playing soccer, we always made it a family event.
Yeah.
Where we all came.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how we did it, so we could get away and,
I don't know. I always loved those. I wonder if Kelsey ever got mad going away all the time for my soccer.
She seemed to really like it, to be with your friends. She wanted, was upset that Kelsey always tagged
Well, now look at me. She's always with my friends now, which is fine.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, it just makes me, reflect on my husband has a good paying job, but like we can't afford for me to be home with just one income now.
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm also very lucky to have a job where I can make my own hours and make good money with the little hours that I do decide to work and still help out. But also too, it's really nice having adult time at work. As much as I love being at home with my little one, talking to adults for maybe 5 hours a day is quite refreshing. Twice a week.
I miss that too, with your dad on the road traveling and always being around just you and Kelsey. Yeah. Like I craved
adult time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But.
And I find myself too, when I like see other moms in the grocery store with kids, I'll try to spark up a conversation. Some of them are into it, and other ones are like, whatever kind of thing.
Well, I do that at work now with people and their babies.
Yeah.
Just because I see my grandson and I know what stage he's at, laughing and giggling and the things that he does and can do. And so when I look at other people's babies and when they're doing something, I say, oh, how old is your baby? You know, and I try to compare them.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, I always spark up conversations with people with babies now.
It's like nice to like, it's not like I'm looking actively looking for new friends or whatever, but like, for example, when I take him to Strong Start, which is a great program that BC provides for kids under five, I like talk to other moms. Most of them are in my situation, you know, with kids under five, you know, like very young or have another one on the way or multiple. And it's just like nice to relate as somehow, like it doesn't matter what mom you run into. The thing you have as a common denominator is that you're a mom. You can relate in that sense.
Yes.
Doesn't matter if you like stay at home or working or whatever, the common denominator is a mom. You can relate that way, which is nice.
Yes.
Did we have programs like that growing up? I just remember doing preschool across the...
Preschool. We used to take you guys to preschool, but the Strong...
It's a newer program.
When you guys were a little bit older, do you remember when we used to go with our neighbors to...
neighbors? Like the very old neighbors?
With Lindy and her kids.
Oh, okay. Not Vince and Heidi.
No.
Okay.
And we used to go, was it at the church or something?
Oh my God, I don't remember. I remember hanging out with them.
Or maybe it wasn't you, it was Kelsey that I took when she was...
Well, Kelsey got to be at home with you one-on-one when I was in school for a little bit because we were four ages.
So maybe that's
4 years.
So maybe that's what it was. I used to take Kelsey.
With her two kids.
Yes.
Hmm.
And I think it was one of the
churches. Yeah, I do remember. And I don't know if it was a church. I thought it was just a community center. And I remember Kelsey was in a commercial.
Oh, she was.
Remember? Too. And this commercial, Kelsey's literally standing to back. Her back was to the camera and just standing there and not moving. And this guy's trying to film the kids playing. And she's just standing still, pacing away. It was... I still think it was like the funniest thing because she's not doing, and I think it was just her playing in there. So she runs in and she stands there.
I remember she was in a commercial now. I don't remember what she was doing.
Yeah.
But you'd come once in a while.
We did. I do remember.
From school or. Yeah. Was maybe it, summer break or maybe. I don't know what it was.
Was those programs free?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So they probably had.
Yeah. So they did
like
have.
Oh my God! If we can find that commercial today.
I think we had it on DVD, but I don't know where that DVD would be.
Do we have Kelsey's song of her like singing the Nerdy Nerd song too? All these things to bring up at our wedding one day, if she ever gets married.
One day she will.
Oh my God! Yeah.
But that's so okay if she doesn't either.
So a lot of changes from when you had us to me having my first one and now my second one, which is crazy to think about that I'm having a second one already. They're gonna be like 21 months apart, which is two under two for a little bit.
And you guys are 4.5 years apart, you and Kelsey.
Were you like, I don't know. I remember fighting when we were little, like a lot. But I think it took until we were in high school for us to be close.
I think that's normal.
And I remember you would all be like, she's your one and only sister.
Yep.
behave or like get
you
along.
It used to really upset me when you guys used to fight, because knowing that we were away from my family and we only had each other.
Yeah.
That I.
Yeah, you didn't. We didn't have a lot of family in town. Like, your family was not in town when you were raising us.
No. No, so like when I was sick, I still had to take care of you guys because Dad was on the road.
But Kelsey was mean growing up.
I don't know. If you ask her, she's going to say something different.
Not that Kelsey was mean. It was her nails, I remember, were so sharp. So sharp. And I remember one of her tactics was scratching or pinching those nails. But there have been times where I do remember hurting her. And I remember, like the sunscreen I sprayed in her face and I felt so bad. But some of the times that I have hurt her, they were on total accident. Like the time where she climbed up on my shoulders and we fell over. And she got a huge bruise on her inner lip because she smacked her face on my dresser. Yeah. But she got just the perfect little bruise on her inner lip. But the other times, I don't know, Kelsey did a lot growing up.
You guys were good kids. You guys were good kids. You guys never caused trouble.
No, I think we were just scared of getting in trouble from you. We were more scared than scared
and
from
that's
you.
That's how it should be.
I don't want my kids scared of me.
You're not scared of me now.
I'm just kidding. I'm not. But I remember you would always tell us stories. I don't know. To be a more, not fearful, but aware of our surroundings. Because of all the like kidnapping with kids, and then the one with Michael and Victoria. You always told me that story.
Michael Dennehy story. I always used to let you guys.
But then you would watch your TLC shows about like this kid went to his neighbor's house and got kidnapped.
Yeah, there was one with five houses away and never made it.
Still remember the story.
But now, as you, for you as a mother, thinking of your son.
Oh, Mom, he went into a different room today and I couldn't find him and I freaked out.
Yep.
Yeah.
You did that one time. I think you were under two.
In Nana's house?
At my mom's house, at Nana's house. And you walked into that room and you closed
the
door.
The land of no return.
Yeah, we called it the land of no return.
Yeah.
And I remember you were up early. I was up early. And then I started going from room to room and opening all the doors. I started panicking, and the fear I had of where could you have gone? The doors hadn't been open. And there you were in this closed door playing with all the stuff she had in that one room. It was the scariest. It was
your
scary.
Heart definitely dropped.
Yeah.
Like instantly.
Yeah.
It's not even like a couple seconds of like, okay, let's logically think about this. You are in complete panic mode for the first couple seconds.
Yeah, that was one time with you. And the scariest time I ever had with
Kelsey. Wasn't it in the mall?
We were in the mall. And we were in a clothing store. And I was looking for something. And I told Kelsey, stay here beside me. Don't go anywhere. I turned my back and she was gone. And I kept calling her name. Kelsey, where are you? Kelsey, where are you? And she didn't say anything.
She was hiding.
She was hiding inside of one of the round clothing racks, which they don't have anymore.
Those were the best hiding places.
She didn't say a word, and I was so
she
scared.
Thought she was probably
and I opened the door
funny.
And to her, and all I said was, why didn't you call? Why didn't you say anything when I called your name? And just a big grin on her face. Oh, that's scary.
It is scary. And just like what I remember Dad would tell us stories about when he was like 6 or 7, taking the bus down to the corner store, grabbing a pop for 10 cents and coming back.
Yeah. 10 cents on the bus was, I think, 10 cents.
To now,
we had both different experiences. I was never allowed to do anything
as an adult with a kid and another one. Please text me when you're home. I'm like, okay, I'll text you when I'm home.
Yeah,
things are different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, well, that brings us to our time. So thank you for doing this. I've actually had a lot of people request you, not knowing that have Carmen on, but like, well, you should have your mom on the podcast or whatever.
Well, I'm glad we got to do this, and thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, it'll be fun if we can do some more, even with Dad or whatever, too.
Okay.
Okay, thanks.
Love you. Bye.
Thank you for listening to episode 4. You can find our next episode next Tuesday, May 30th.